Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, this new Australian sport. I don't know what it's called, but just to explain it for anybody, do you guys know what Oklahoma, you know what an Oklahoma is.
Right.
Oklahoma drill was when you would put a guy on his back, another guy on his back, one of them has the ball, you get up, and you run at
Bam.
Each other.
Yeah.
Instead of putting them on the ground, they set these guys up, I would say, at about 10 to 15 yards away from the, like 10 to 15 yards on your side, 10 to 15 yards on your side, right? And then you have the middle where they're supposed to meet in the middle.
Mm.
The guy that slows down, and basically they're running as fast as they can at each other, trying to deplete the other guy. And you've seen this in rugby where guys just get leveled. Now they're just saying, hey, we're going to take the ball and everything out of it. We don't need any of that. We just want to see you guys crash into each other, which somebody's going to break their damn neck.
So no ball involved?
No, there's nothing. It's just two guys. Did you see the video? I sent it to the group chat if you get a chance to check it out. And I retweeted it at JCon Sports. But it's literally two guys that run right at each other. And I'm telling you, the guy that ends up losing is the one that slows down to brace for impact. And it's almost, it looks like in wrestling when you throw somebody off the ropes and you hit them with that shoulder and then they fall back.
Right.
You see guys just getting de-cleated and laid out on the ground. I'm just, look, I know we're talking about safety in sports. This looks dangerous as hell. Fun to watch.
Joe LaCroix, who gets your shovel today?
I will give it to, there's multiple people here that could get one. Anybody that is upset, people that got upset that the new mayor of New York City is going to make people adopt, quote unquote, Arabic numerals. Arabic numerals are normal numbers, jackasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, those are Arabic numerals.
But you know he did that on purpose. You know
he didn't do that. This was Polymarket. Polymarket put out a post on Twitter.
I thought he was just gaslighting.
No, no, no. It was other people were doing this, trying to make a point about, oh, he's going to do this to the New York City. No, dude, you've been using Arabic numerals for centuries. Those are Arabic numerals. Roman numerals, obviously, I, all of that stuff. Those are Roman numerals, Arabic numerals.
So bad, man.
Polymarket thing was, they did it on purpose, definitely, to just stir, because it had like 15 million views.
I don't know whether to give it to the cashier or the education system. Just hit me a shovel sound effect, and you decide. So I went to Dunkin' yesterday. I bought for someone, you know, being nice, coffee and half dozen donuts for the workplace. And I handed the lady a $20 bill. She gave me change as if I gave her a $10 bill. The problem is she put the $10 bill. This is on her, not the education system. Mm-hmm. She put the $20 bill in the $10 bill tray. So I said, I kept looking. I said, man, that's, if you look right there, that's the $20 bill. $20 bill is in the $20. That's the $20 bill tray. And I said, no, it's not. That's the $10. I said, you have two different $20 bill trays? And she tried to argue with me and argue with me and argue with me. Then She went, when she realized she was wrong or she couldn't argue anymore, she went and asked her coworker, well, what would change be for the 20? She couldn't figure it out on her own.
Oofa.
So that's why I said I don't know whether it's her or the education system, because clearly she put it in the wrong track.
I think you made an honest mistake, but then you should be able to correct it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
When you, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of that movie Paper Moon. I watched it when I was a kid. It was black and white. Tatum O'Neal and her dad, Ryan. And they go into this little convenience store, and the dad comes in with a $20 bill and buys something.
Right.
But on the back of that $20 bill, it says happy birthday and the little girl's name.
Right.
So then a little girl comes in and gives her whatever, a five, and she's going to give her change. She goes, I gave you a 20. She's like, no, you did not. I gave you a 20. No, you didn't. Look on the back of that 20. It says happy birthday. And she flips over the 20 and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. A little scam to get a little extra cash.
Right.
But when you were talking about it, I'm going, this seems like the reverse of it. You're trying to scam me.
Yeah.
Like I told you, even if you look in the $10 bill, you see that there's a 20 on top.
Are there two $20 bill slots there? And she's, oh. And she lifted it up. And then she turned to the lady real, what would the change be? Lady, put it on the computer. If it's not on the computer, you know how it is? You put in how much that we gave you, and the computer does the work for you. Young girl.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out in her own head. So not only did you get wrong on the 20, but you couldn't figure out what the change was in your own head. That's a problem. That's an education system problem, too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Don't get me started on that. It seems like now the basic stuff that you used to have to do, to me, Jeremy, it seems more like nowadays they teach and not educate, which to me is a complete different thing.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I think there's some things that we do in school that you're never going to use in the rest of your life, and it's unnecessary. Math, you're going to use for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Figure it out, or at least get a calculator, something to help you out. Like, you look at some of these places now, they have the change dispenser, so they don't even have to count change anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other day, I'm at a Wawa, and I'm going, ah, man, I didn't mean to give you that. Let me see if I have a dime. So, like, she goes, all that change came out. I'm going, oh, never mind. You're good. You don't have to count it up.
She don't have to count it. That's crazy. Brandon, Edgewood. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I love y'all, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got a shovel real quick. Let me get a shovel real quick.
Go ahead.
I'll get one to Pat Bev for messing up that bag. All you had to do was to think for 10 seconds.
Yep. Was that his sister that he... It was his sister, right? His sister was...
Yeah. Yeah, his sister in the chokehold, and she pressed charges.
Well, and then he came out immediately and says, hey, don't believe everything you read. And then somebody subtweeted and said, well, here's your mugshot. Like, what do you want me not to believe?
Yeah, he about to lose that bag.
Yep.
But I wanted to speak about what's the offensive coordinator.
Todd Monken.
Yeah, Monken. That tush push might have got him a job probably with the Raiders, because I see Carroll, he out of there.
Yeah, get rid of him.
You think Carroll's leaving or they're firing him?
They firing them,
man. That's a lot of money to be. That's a lot of money to be paying, man. Aren't they still paying Gruden?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that they're firing him.
They're not firing him
this year, but I get your thought process with the fact that you got to look at when they signed him, what they gave him, and he has a track record.
Right,
he's not. This isn't. Hey, we just hired Adam Gase, and it's like he's got those goofy eyes up there. What's wrong with this coach? Get rid of him.
Yeah, Pete Carroll is the quarterback. Don and Perry Hall. What's up, Don?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Friday.
Same
good.
Here.
So, I'm an educator, and the problem was that we don't use money anymore. Kids do not use money. Nobody uses money, so people don't know what to do with the money.
That's, I mean, you were just telling me yesterday that cards are going away. Everything's going to be on the phone, right?
Don, can I say this to you, Don?
Yes.
People still read, don't they?
They still read.
I know middle schoolers who can't read, Don.
Well, we can get into a whole discussion about that.
Okay, all right. So I get you on the money thing, and you're right about that, but I know middle schoolers, plural, who can't read. And that's the problem. There's a problem with the education system, Don. You guys can deny it all you want. You can keep pushing it down, up, you know, downhill, whatever you want to do. And passing the buck to the next person. There's a problem with the education system. Own it and fix it. Just own it and fix it. I mean, we keep asking. It's not us. It's the administrators. It's not the administrators. It's the politicians. It's not the politicians. It's the parents. It's a problem.
Look at it now. Like, everything is doubling down on, hey, you know, we just found out this. Yeah, but is it really true? We don't have we just found out this. Yeah, but I don't know if you can believe that. Everything is just keep backing up, doubling down on your lie, on your BS. It's across the board.
Baltimore City, was at one point, I don't know if it still is, had more, spent more money on education than anybody. The problem is they were paying people. They weren't spending it on education. Come on now. Just stop. When we stop blaming everybody, stop passing the buck and fix the problem, we'll be better off. If not, you're going to have uneducated kids becoming uneducated adults.
Correct.
And what happens then?
And we're all
limited
stupid.
Options. With limited options, they do dumb things. You know? That's where we are. That's why we're there. World is Stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, Mike Preston joins us. Preview the Ravens Jets up next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, before we get to Presto, let's go. Two tickets to 105.7 The Fan's official New Year's Eve party. The Charm City Countdown Studio 54 happened at the BWI Hilton. Maybe Preston wants to come. Maybe we all three go together. And
if you win, you got to say, Joe, Simon says, give me my tickets.
Yes. Enjoy multiple bands, DJs, 17 party zones, gourmet food, and an open bar more. Tickets start at $79, and a portion of the proceeds benefit caring communities. Must be 21 or over to win or attend. 410-583-1057.
Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. What it do, Mike? What it do?
How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Baltimore Ravens, 13.5-point home favorites over the New York Jets. What has to go wrong for this to become a competitive game, let alone lose for the Ravens?
Turnovers again, just like last week against Cleveland. I mean, when I had a former head coach tell me last week, he goes, when you start bringing in Tyrod Taylor and Geno Smith, do not unpack your bags. You're not staying long, okay? That's what's going on here. They have no offense. Their defense gets tired just like Cleveland's, and they just turn it in. And they are a pretty bad football team. So unless the Ravens turn it over, which they did last week with the interception, with the fumble on the punt return, they won't lose this game.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't like to be this confident about a game, but like this is that everybody's talking about the offense the past 2 weeks. Are they okay? Is something wrong where they just come out and showcase what they're capable of doing? We did our picks for like overs, unders. And I think we were over on everything Ravens related, right? You think Derrick Henry's going to have a big game. Lamar should have a big game. This should be one of those ones at halftime that's no doubt.
Well, I don't know about the Ravens and using the word showcase, because I don't know right now what do they have to showcase. They are a 5-5 football team. As Bill Parcells used to say, you are what your record says you are. Well, that's who they are. They are an average football team. Now, can they get better? Sure. And will they get better? We don't know that. But right now, they're average. They're average on offense. They're average in the red zone. They're struggling, but there is room for improvement. And we'll leave it at that, Jeremy.
Here with Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, I said this to Jeremy a little bit earlier. I think the Cleveland Browns are strategically losing. They went out and signed Joe Flacco, 40-something-year-old quarterback. Then they realized, you know what? Joe may win more games than we want. Let's trade him. Let's let two end-up rookie quarterbacks battle it out the rest of the season. I think with the New York Jets, the sad part about it is I think they went into the season trying to win. They're just that bad.
Yep. I mean, they went out and they got Justin Fields, and they thought he was the answer. And you watch him play. No, he's not the answer. And then you go to Tyrod Taylor. Aaron Glenn, you know, Rob, let's put it to you this way. You see around the league where they fire coaches after 1 year?
Yep.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
And you saw in Tennessee where they fired a coach in the middle of the season. Well, this could happen to Aaron Glenn at the end of the year. He's pretty much done. That rah-rah stuff, it's great for a little while, but if you don't bring any substance with you, you're going to lose. And I think they kind of figured him out. Like, yeah, he's this great rah-rah powder puff guy. But as far as knowledge of the game, I think he's a coordinator, but I'm not sure he's a head coach. And I think they figured it out.
And the bad thing about it, real quick, Mike and Jeremy, the list of those coaches over the last 10 years is Mike Tomsula for the 49ers, Chip Kelly for the 49ers. Remember, they went to two coaches in 2 years, Steve Wilks, Freddie Kitchen, Urban Meyer, David Culley, Nathaniel Hackett, Lovey Smith, Frank Reich, Gerard Mayo, Antonio Pierce. It's happened more often than not over the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah, and the owners, you know, Rob, years ago, you had at least three years to rebuild a team. You don't have 3 years to rebuild anymore. They don't look at that. They just say, what have you done for me lately? And if you don't get it done in that one and maybe 1.5 to 2 years, you're out. And they're getting rid of them and they're firing them. And that's just the way the NFL works.
Mike, this offensive line, I mean, do you think this is the five that finish the season or do we see somebody else along the way?
I think it's the five that finishes the season. I mean, you've already went 10 games with them. Maybe we'll see some gradual substitution because I know the Ravens usually like to do the little rotation, but I'm watching this group and I'm like, nah, they're stuck with these guys. And then we're seeing stuck. It's not a bad way of expressing how bad their offensive line is. It's just to say it's all about timing and rhythm. And when you're an offensive lineman, you got to have that. And you're used to the guy you're playing with. And, you know, for Lele and Rosengarten, they've been together for 1.5 years, almost 2 years. They're kind of stuck with each other. Lindenbaum, yeah. Ronnie Stanley, yeah. So I think they're going to go there. And what are the alternatives? All right. Ben Cleveland? No. Can't get it done. No boom. No. That's not going to work either.
Have you seen any of Emory Jones?
You know, I keep hearing about him, but when you're a rookie and then you miss most of the training camp,
yep,
and then you're kind of late getting there, I don't know if I would trust him. And I really wouldn't trust him on the left side
with a quarterback that's right-handed. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
So I don't see that. I think they're kind of stuck. Hey, guys, let's put it to you this way. When you go out, you pay your quarterback that kind of money, all right? You pay your receivers. Somewhere along the line, you're going to go weak somewhere, and they went weak on their offensive lines and their defensive line. There's not too many big money players. Lindenbaum is a first-round pick, but before that, Ronnie Stanley was the last first-round pick, and that was 10 years ago. You go on the flip side, there's no first-round picks over there. None. Me, I'm still old school. If you want to win games, you build with the interior lines, and that's where you win football games. And the Ravens have tried other ways, and maybe it pans out for them. Maybe they succeed, but I don't know. It's a tough way to go. And ask Lamar. He'll tell you it's a tough way to go.
Hey, give us a winner. Well, you already gave us a winner. Give us a score.
Oh, 30-6. Ravens. I just can't see the Jets. They can't score points. Mm. They can't score. I don't see it. And it was the same thing last week. You know, it was like Cleveland, they can't score points, and they didn't. Their defense did.
Yep.
They can't score. So
Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. We will see you in studio on Monday, right?
Yep.
All right, my man.
Well, that's the plan, Rob. That is the plan.
And you'll be here Monday. Have a good one, my friend.
All right, man.
You better be here. 410-583-1057 is the number. You know what? I forgot the San Francisco 49ers fired two coaches after 1 year back-to-back years. Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. I forgot Chip Kelly was the head coach.
Oh, there. Jim Tom Sula was the gift that kept on giving.
Yeah.
Remember when he farted at the press conference?
Yeah. You know why the Carolina Panthers got rid of Frank Reich, don't you?
He wanted gone, didn't he?
He didn't believe in Bryce Young.
Is that... Well, I think that's kind of the same thing. Like, he didn't want what they drafted.
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't believe in them. So, you know, they got him out of town.
He got paid a ton of money to go away.
He sure did. Give me the money. Give me the money. World of Stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, week 11 picks up next right here on The Fan. It's pick'em time, and if we do what I suggested we did going to the break, neither one of us will be wrong if we make week 11 picks.
Yeah.
It's week 12, folks. It's week 12. I know some of you are like, Rob, come on, Rob. It's stupid, man. It's not week 11. My bad. You had Houston last night.
Was I the only one? Did you ever get Ed's pick for Thursday Night Football, or did you forget? You did?
You had Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have Bills?
I had
Bills as well.
You guys stink.
Pittsburgh at Chicago. What you got?
I think I'm saying that from last place. I'm taking the Bears.
Taking the Bears?
Yeah. I don't like this game. I think Pittsburgh covers. I think it's going to end up being a very, very close game. The thing I like in this game is points. I think they both score, but I'll take the Bears. The Bears.
I'm going Bears also. I think our buddy Lee Sterling had Pittsburgh winning this one.
Yep.
Covering and winning. I disagree with him. I'm going Chicago in this one. New England at Cincinnati. I'm going New England in this one. This was keep it moving.
Yes.
Am I suggesting?
Okay,
my fault.
The next
How about Giants
at
Detroit?
Is that keep it moving
okay,
too?
Detroit. Going through
so just so you guys know, when we say keep it moving, that obviously means the favorite's just going to handle business.
Right. What about Minnesota at Green Bay?
I'm taking Green
I'll
Bay.
I'll never go
here.
Keep it moving in Green Bay. They keep you.
You don't
guessing.
Know with them, man. Like, again, like Green Bay, Minnesota here. I like the under in the game, but I think Green Bay wins this one.
I'm going Green Bay also. I don't think Minnesota's good. I don't think the quarterback's good. When Carson Wentz was your better option at quarterback, you're a bad quarterback.
Sad.
Yeah, I like Carson Wentz coming out of college, but I was wrong about him. I thought he'd be legit. Seattle at Tennessee.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Okay. Indianapolis at Kansas City.
Yeah, I think you and I are in the same boat, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. I mean, Kansas City's lost back-to-back games. Indy's coming off their bye. I don't know why. It doesn't matter to me. I think Kansas City wins and covers at home.
I think Kansas City is tired of messing with y'all. I think they beat Indianapolis Colts.
Y'all must have forgot.
Y'all must have forgot. Cleveland at Las Vegas. The NFL has no mercy on us to make us go through this game.
Mm-hmm.
This should have been a game they say, you know what, let's reclassify and have somebody else in. Who you have winning this godforsaken game?
I got the Raiders. And it's weird. I really do want to watch this game because I want to see what Shador looks like. And again, for the people out there that think I'm rooting for him to fail, that's not the case. I just didn't think he was going to be good coming out of college.
I made a mistake and for some reason putting Cleveland. I don't have Cleveland winning this game. I have Vegas winning this game. Jacksonville at Arizona. I think Jacksonville goes to Arizona, sticks a fork in them. This season's done. I thought Arizona would go to the playoffs this year. Not going to happen. Jacksonville.
So if I go back to it and I'm looking at my plays, I told everyone to take Pittsburgh over Indy. It didn't make any sense. Pittsburgh wins. Then Pittsburgh goes out to the Chargers, and I tell everyone, take the Chargers because Pittsburgh's not good. Don't believe what you saw last week. Then the Chargers go to Jacksonville, and I said, take Jacksonville at home. They're a much better home team. You know what Jacksonville stinks at? Road games. Arizona wins and covers outright.
I don't know what you just went around your ass to scratch your elbow for. Philadelphia at Dallas. Who you got?
This is another one. Rashawn, go Cowboys. I think the Cowboys win and cover this game.
Well, they win. They have to cover.
Yes, but I like pointing out the cover because I like gambling.
Philadelphia wins this game and covers their way. Yeah, they will. Bet they will. Atlanta goes to New Orleans and, despite of themselves, wins this game in New Orleans.
This is another one you're wrong. New Orleans wins this game. You know New Orleans is favored?
I don't care.
They're favored. That's why I'm saying it doesn't make any damn sense.
Philadelphia's favored. You pick Dallas.
I'm saying, would you expect this terrible-ass New Orleans team to be favored over anyone?
Kirk Cousins is quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins are almost the same guy. They both suck.
Michael Penix at least can run and fool you.
No, he doesn't run. He's a passing quarterback. He does not run.
He can fool you.
He ain't fooling anything. Guy's had 7 surgeries in 5 years,
yeah,
man.
It's bad. Like, he need to hang it up.
It's not that bad, but he's had a lot of surgeries going back to college.
He needs to hang it up.
I like New Orleans to win this game.
Tampa at Rams. It's going to be a good one.
I'm going to ram them. I love the Rams. I think the Rams are better. Now, Tampa Bay might get Bucky back, Bucky Irving.
Don't matter.
Yes, that's a very good point. It's not going to matter. What they need back are wide receivers on the outside to throw the football down the field. And if your best weapon in the passing game is Igbuka, like, I feel like they're going to pay him a lot of attention. So give me the Rams.
All right. I got Ravens winning 33-13 over the Jets.
I forget what I had. 31-10 Ravens?
That's what you had.
So I'll stay with that. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more points scored by the Ravens, but that's what I'm going with.
All right, I think the better prediction is, when will Lamar Jackson, because of the beatdown, because of the beatdown, lead the game?
I think fourth quarter.
But I mean, like, early fourth quarter, midway through, final drive, what?
Early fourth. I think he gets his yardage. He gets a couple. I think he's going to have 3 touchdown passes. Derrick Henry runs another one in and then some. So
I think they get him out of there as quickly as possible, especially since he sat out of practice last week with the knee, this week with the ankle. I think they get him out there as quick and was out for several weeks with the hammy.
Yep.
Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
All right, man. Look, I just want to get my Ravens score. My Ravens score, I think, is going to be the Ravens 31, Jets 13.
So you took some of Jeremy's score in the 31 and took my score with 13. All right. Like that.
Hey, that way I can't lose either way. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give you a chance, man, to get your lunch back.
With what?
Sunday's game.
Which one?
Cleveland and the Raiders.
Do you want Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Hey, man, I don't mind taking a lunch off of you, and I don't mind buying you a second one either. I had a good time, so.
All right, well, I heard you, too. You want some of that smoke, Rob? I heard you talking early. I heard you earlier.
Man, why? Ask me if I want some smoke. Yeah. I tell you what. I'll make your ass buy 2 lunches. Pick another game. Hey.
Okay, well, which one? I only throw you.
Let's go with Atlanta, New Orleans. You took it, New Orleans?
He literally went Debo on you.
I got Atlanta. I don't want to do that. What about Indianapolis, Kansas City? Who you liking that one?
Kansas City.
Yeah. All right. Jacksonville, Arizona. Who you like?
Arizona.
Okay, we'll do that one then because I got Jacksonville.
Hey, you done picked that one right. All right. And by the way, he treated you like Debo. He said, you want some, old man?
No.
All right, man, you guys have a good weekend.
All right,
have
a good one, Daryl. 410-583-1057. Well, I'm just sitting here, like, you know, listening calmly. Hey, what about Rob? You want some of this smoke?
What happens when I'm going out and he's buying me lunch and you're buying him lunch?
Possibility.
You better make a bet with Ed right now and see if he can't get you something. I think Arizona's winning.
I think we owe Ed like, what, 2-3 lunches?
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. He's too old to remember anyway, right? Is he watching or listening?
Do you have the standings so far, Jerry?
No, I'm a few weeks behind.
All right. They don't matter anyway.
Because you're in last place.
Am I in last place, though?
You are. You were in last place.
I know the other week I smashed the hell out of y'all.
It's still in last place.
I don't give a rat's ass about this thing.
They
by
scored,
the end of the show.
They scored 30 points in the fourth quarter and still lost.
Damn.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rick Ritter will join us from WJZ. See what he has to think about or say about you having his Philadelphia Eagles going to Dallas and losing. I bet Rick's not going to like that. We need to get Rick and Rashawn on the phone at the same time. That would have been good today. Get both of them on.
Yeah.
Cowboys versus Eagles.
Oh, get them talking.
We should have got
that means we got to put Rashawn back on again.
Well, I said we should have. That's okay. Why I said past tense.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to him again. On the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, a couple of stories we're going to get into. One of which, you remember when we did the story about the woman that was duped from Brad Pitt? Well, it wasn't Brad Pitt.
But she thought it was Brad Pitt.
We got another situation with another celebrity where the woman almost went to jail over it. I'll tell you what happened. Also,
I should put a mark on my face and make somebody think I'm Seal.
I want to talk about Simone Biles. She just got a boob job. And I want to talk, there's a couple different, this is a layered story. She said it's the most pain she's ever been in.
What's she want to do to him?
We'll talk about this.
What's wrong with her boobs?
Well, she was a gymnast. She was smaller. She wanted, anyway, we'll get into it. It's all coming up in the world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stupid.
Before all you right. Get into yours, can I give you one that
yeah.
I just saw? So, a Memphis woman arrested after sleeping with her ex-coworker and spray painted teamwork on his garage. Now look at the woman.
Hello.
Yes.
That's that she would definitely show up on Mug Shawty's. Mug Shawty's. That's what it's called.
Why would she do that though?
I don't know. She's too good looking to put her in jail. Right.
She just had a bad night.
She's going to negotiate.
Pretty people getting all the everything in this world. All right, let me start with this. By the way, I was just reading this. We don't need to get into this story. It says archaeologists lift the lid on a 1,700-year-old Roman sarcophagus hidden beneath Budapest. Did you guys not see Indiana Jones? Everybody melted. You don't take that damn thing off. Stupid asses. Anyway. All right, let's get to this story. I want to ask, do you think this is a dumb idea? Should this be in the world of stupid? The university, Rice, is asking fans to come out to their big game this weekend. They're trying to entice people against one of their rivals, North Texas. And they're offering fans that show up, you got to be 21 or older, a free beer, free shirts, and there's some other stuff that's thrown in there as well. I only ask about the free beers, like, because we've always thought about this where, okay, well, what if there's a bunch of people getting and they don't drink and they give their tickets to someone else and he gets drunk and does something? Can they get charged for it? Could they get in trouble? You know, we've done these events in radio where it's like, hey, we can't give out this. We definitely can't buy people drinks here. You know what I'm saying? Like, is
who gets in trouble, Rice or the people who get with tickets?
I think Rice could, right? Like, if a let's say if a bartender was serving a patron or whatever, knew he was drunk, kept serving him and serving him.
I don't think it's probably free unlimited beer.
No, but what I'm saying is there's going to be people that don't use their ticket. They're going to give it to someone else.
Oh, you mean the beer ticket, the drink ticket? Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah, the drink ticket.
That's a good question.
I mean, I think they thought it out. They probably talked to a legal team. I just saw this and wanted to bring it up, but
that's pretty bad. You got to give away free beer for people to come to your games.
Let's get to this story. Woman acquitted in a scam involving impersonation of TV star Shamar Moore. She thought she met Shamar Moore online. If you guys don't know Shamar Moore, I think any women listen know this. He was on Criminal Minds, Young and the Restless. He's basically a male model, SWAT, all these other shows, right?
Yeah.
Very handsome dude.
He used to be on a soap opera. Yeah. Black dude.
Yeah, very handsome dude.
Light skinned. Like,
so I know how. Rob, how do you feel about him?
He's all right.
Yeah. all right. So this woman, Dana Kiner, was asked by Shamar Moore to write write these checks and go cash them. So she's getting the money up front, even though she doesn't have the money. She was writing bad checks because he told her to. So after all was said and done, I'm like, why is she going to prison? And then it hit that. Then you read the part where it's like, okay, she was writing bad checks and sending the guy money. They ended up acquitting her, so she didn't get in trouble. They did find out there was someone asking her to do it. But at some point, aren't you an adult and you know what you're doing? Like, you charge some kids as adults in certain things. If you're over 18 and you're writing bad checks for someone else, how are you not getting in trouble?
Maybe part of the story that we're not knowing is that maybe she was not mentally stable.
She said, I just fell in love with somebody I thought was Shamar Moore. It turns out it wasn't, but I fell hard. Of course you did. Of course.
But I agree with you. I mean,
5 counts of theft and fraud is what she got off of.
I don't care who it is. You're not gonna ask me to write you good checks, let alone bad ones.
Yep. All right, let's get to this last story about Simone Biles.
Yeah, you gotta come correct with this one. Biles getting boob job.
Yeah, Simone Biles recently confirmed that she got breast implants, and now she's sharing more details about the surgery. She said with a Q&A with fans, it was painful as hell. Biles got into the nitty-gritty details of the actual implants, telling fans she opted to go with 310 cc's high-profile, extra-filled silicone. Then Simone shifted her attention to the recovery process, and her demeanor took a drastic change. Y'all lied, Biles said. This bleep hurts so bad. Your girl could not move by herself, so I did take the full 2 weeks, and I'm glad I did because my recovery was rough. So the reason I'm bringing this up, and I was asking this question, and I'm sure we have some gymnasts out there, but like, I know gymnasts take certain things to offset their period, their female gymnasts, obviously, to offset things. And the rigorous activities and the training they go through, I think, is what helps cause the being underdeveloped.
When did she go through this breast implant?
She just had it done. Why?
A little sis.
But you can't tell her she doesn't need it, but like they don't want to hear that.
Oh my God. I'm looking at like her wedding pictures and stuff, like Simone.
She's a bad woman. She's married to a player on the Browns. But here's
Simone's
what I want.
Simone's a bad girl. I mean, she's young enough to be my daughter. Damn. I mean, come on.
Gymnasts experience hormonal changes related to intense training, which can include delayed puberty, especially in female athletes, leading to later menstruation, lower levels of hormones like estrogen, testosterone, and leptin. They've also said that, you know, they can take contraceptives or different things to offset hormonal peaks and valleys, obviously your period. The reason I bring that up is when she's talking about how painful it is it because she's underdeveloped? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you watch a lot of...
That's a good point.
A lot of gymnasts, like, I don't know that she went too big with how it sounds or anything like that. I don't know. You're seeing the pictures. I'm not even looking at that.
I'm just looking at the before pictures.
But, I mean, I put this in the world of stupid for a couple different reasons. And maybe gymnasts can call in if they have more to add to this. But, like, when you look at underdeveloped, like, you'll hear some of these girls, you're going, man, she looks real tiny, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Well, that's why she's a gymnast. But because of some of the things they go through, it causes that. And that's why I believe she's in so much pain. First off, you agree she didn't need this.
I know, man.
I mean, there's a lot of
bad woman.
That's a lot of there's a lot of people out there that feel like they need to upgrade something when they don't have to. And look, it's your preference what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean,
just don't get addicted to it.
Your call. Yeah. I'm just I hope her husband wasn't telling her, hey, you know.
Well, I mean, she said Biles said her husband, Chicago Bears safety Jonathan Owens, had to help her throughout the recovery, especially in the days after surgery, when he literally had to help her get up so she could use the bathroom. It doesn't say if he was the one that asked for it. Somebody said she seems to be having an identity crisis in her semi-retirement. I don't know if that's fair. Like, sometimes, I mean, look, you get to a certain point in your life. I think we've all done it where we saw somebody's like, man, I wish I looked like that. I wish I had that guy's muscles. I wish I had, you know, some things you can buy nowadays. And that's what she went and got. So I don't think she needed them. But again, I'm wondering if the pain that she went through for this, and I'm a guy that hasn't gone through a boob job yet. I don't plan on doing it, Rob.
You said
I don't know if you need it.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Your boobs are big enough.
Your boobs are bigger than mine. What are you talking about? Bring those boobies over here. You want to put them?
I don't have boobs.
You got come ahead. You tell me I got boobs? I'll take my shirt off. I ain't got boobs.
Hey, we can do this. We got camera.
Man, YouTube now.
We can let the people decide.
I ain't got boobs. Come on, man.
Dude, stop. Stop. Yeah. Yeah.
That's your world of stupid. Now I got to get dressed. Yeah, that just happened.
Oh, boy.
Gonna have to clip that one.
Yo, you want some?
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. Joe, I'm done, man. We'll be back talking Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.